The issue of housing and homes has dominated the Dáil over the last number of weeks. Lots of headlines this morning about the Land Development Agency's report. The state is sitting on enough land for more than 60,000 homes. The Irish Examiner says 67,000 homes could be built on state land. Irish Daily Mail has a different take on it. As Coalition faces a crucial conference motion, to supply of new houses has slumped by almost 20%. New blow on home building, says the Irish Daily Mail this morning. This all coming on foot of the government of surviving the motion on the eviction ban last week. But they'll have to navigate their way through a Labour Party no confidence motion tomorrow. And with me in the line to talk about this is Independent TD Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. Danny, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny, and to all the listeners in Kerry especially.
Before I ask about last week, what are you going to do this week, do you think? Will you be voting with or against the motion of no confidence in the government from the Labour Party?
Well, Jory, to be honest, I can't. I don't have confidence in the government, especially with all the misfortune and torment that the Greens are bringing upon the people, and they're getting. It's clear to see that they're getting their way in government, and of course, Jory, you have to see what way the motion is actually before you that you're voting for, because it changes with amendments and different things. But certainly I don't have confidence in the government the way they have been behaving on many issues up until now. But I suppose, first of all, Jory, about housing, I suppose every day of my political life since I became a member of Kerry County Council first, and even going back to when my father got co-opted to the council in 1973, I'm dealing with housing issues day after day. Even when I was going under the stairs to answer the landline for my father, 'twas housing then, 'tis housing all along, and 'tis housing now. So I understand the issues that pertain in housing, the problems that people have trying to get a local authority house or to get any house. And I it gives me great satisfaction when I help someone along the way to get a house or a flat, because it's an awful position to be in, not to have a house that you can have security of tenure, and that you can, you know, whether it is your partner or your family or whatever, that like that worry isn't in your head all the time. And sadly, that's the way the thing is at the present time. There's a lot of pressure on people, especially in the Killarney, Kimmare, Tralee and Dingle areas, for people to get housing, especially local authority housing. And I suppose the big issue there that I have been raising constantly is the issue of voids, where the department is clearly not giving funding enough to Kerry County Council to bring back voids. And there's one place that I can tell you, there's two houses idle in Guinea-Willa for the last 3 years, and there's a third one there now with another year. So, I mean, that gives you an idea of what's happening, not to mind Killarney. There's over 30 houses vacant there over a long period of time, and there's fierce pressure for, and you know, people see these houses vacant, and they're on every day about them, see what's happening, why is there nobody in it, why can't I, can I get that house, you know, so that's one of the issues. And then certainly supply, build more new houses. And you see, the paperwork for doing a scheme of houses now can take up to 2 years. And there's pressure when
the planning system is under resourced at the moment. It can take far too long. There's a problem with getting labour. There it's a complex area. A number of different problems that there's the state are grappling with in trying to improve that supply.
Yeah, we have to do that. And I mean, all these schemes kind of trying to take houses off of people with the Airbnb, or trying to, you know, force them into going into long-term letting. The Airbnbs, that's a typical example of it. These people, many of them have been doing Airbnb for the last 20, 22 years. Yeah. And now government is saying that they can't do that, and that they must do long-term letting.
In fairness, that has been pushed off at least until early next year now, in terms of the legislation to where it's at, so it won't be coming in the meantime.
Well, I was at Oireachtas committee meetings driving home that point, and we're so far into the year now, and that's what we were looking for, to stall it anyway. And you see, Jerry, look at Kilgarvan. There's so many vacant houses by private people. Inside in Kilgarvan village, inside the 30-mile limit, there are 20 vacant houses. Go down the road before we get out and meet the bridge, there are 7 more. And if we go down just to the Kerry Way, and you don't have to go a mile off the road, left or right, and you're up to 45 houses vacant. And what I'm asking the government is, you know, to do something about this or try to entice people. They offered people with houses €800 a month, tax-free, for to house Ukraine people. Why can't they do that for our own people? I think there's a lost opportunity here. They're not building enough houses, but that's the scenario that I paint for you there, from Kilgarvan to Drimplesh.
But answer me this, Danny. Would a new government, would a new tomorrow morning, if Sinn Féin got in, or some amalgam of a coalition government with Sinn Féin at the heart of it, based on the polls, would it make any difference? Would they be able to fix those problems you're talking about there?
Well,
complex, intractable problems.
What they're at now, I worry about that, because trying to, you know, to insist that people can't get back their houses, that's the wrong road to go down. And
is that why you went with the government on the eviction ban last week? That you want people to have control of their own homes?
Well, I firmly believe in that. If you work hard enough, and if you take out a loan or whatever, and you put yourself through that. I know one man in a certain place, he worked all the hours God sent, driving a milk lorry, weekends and everything, to provide a second home, as he thought, for his pension. And that he'd let it run away and operate it away when he retired. That house is on the market, as is another man's house inside in Killarney. And I firmly believe, whether it is a piece of land or whether it is a house, if you buy and pay for it, it's your right. And you should be, it's a fundamental right. And in a democracy, you should own your own house. But I can see what these fellas are at, because it's happening in England. The next step that I worry about is that they'll CPO people's houses if they see they have a second house, and maybe that's the reason why so many people are selling. And
you have a fear a future government may go down that road? CPO private homes?
I am. Just happening in the UK, and just happening in Italy and other places.
But our constitution is pretty strong, Danny, in terms of private property rights.
Well,
very strong, in fact.
Well, that's why I didn't vote with the government or vote against Sinn Féin. What I voted for is fair play, and I honestly couldn't see that doing this would help the housing to create one extra property in any part of the country by doing this, because it's frightening people away from going into the renting market, because they're so afraid that they can't get their house back.
And look, that's a fair point. Did you have a strategy last week with your brother Michael? Did you discuss to him how you were going to vote, how he was going to vote in advance, because he voted the other way?
Well, the way I see it, Jerry, I don't criticise anyone for voting whatever way they did, or whichever way, because we all see it in a different way. But that's the way I see it, and Michael, in fairness, he has his own view, as have so many others. But I see it this way, and we vote together on practically everything, and we don't have to talk about it all, because we know the issues on the ground. We're Travel Avery, Luke and Connor and Cranny in Kerry, but we just didn't see that we could vote the same way. At least that's the way I see it anyway.
Let me ask you this, Danny, on the motion this week, on tomorrow night's motion, the Labour Party, Matty McGrath, fellow Rural Independent Group TD, says he and some of the others might be forced to abstain on the motion. He says the motion from the Labour Party is a waste of time. Ivana Bacic is talking about a million new homes. This is also about her trying to make herself relevant. This is part of that. Is it a waste of time, the motion?
Well, I don't know. Depending, I can't see into the future.
It's unlikely to pass. That was my point. It's more symbolic, shall we say?
I don't depend on Ivana Bacic and the Labour Party to sort it out, because I know what they have done in the past, and they're not really concerned about rural Ireland or rural Kerry. I never have been. There was Labour people in the past that were, they were part of the people, but these are far removed from Kerry or rural Ireland. And I like I said to you there, I can't vote confidence in the government, which is not that I'm voting with Labour, because there's no way in the world to tie me in with Labour, or no one could.
It just happens to be their motion.
It just happens to be the motion. And Johnny, like I said to you, the way the motion will be presented in front of you, because there was amendments last week. It was a different story, and you had to evaluate everything in a short space of time, and you could have the very same scenario tomorrow night whenever the vote is. But I don't have confidence in the government for two reasons. Their failure to be more proactive about securing vacant houses, and this idea that Sinn Féin have, and others, there's Boyd Barrett's and the Social Democrats. I mean, this is ridiculous, trying to take take houses off of people, or stop them of selling them, or stop them of leaving their own people going to them. I have a case in Killarney where a farmer rented out an apartment and to actually a Spaniard, and he can't get him out. He wants his daughter to go in there. And you see, they're talking about people being out in the road at the end of the month. You have to know what they don't know what they're talking about, because if you give someone the proper legal notice to leave,
it'll
your
be
house
a lot more than a month. I take your point. Let me ask you this finally, Danny, on the whole
take
side,
up to 4 years.
Yeah, I know, and that is, there are protections there in place. So anyone painting a picture of someone being out in the rear all of a sudden after a month is not telling the true facts of the matter on the ground. Let me ask you this finally. Brona Murphy spoke in the Dáil last week in relation to this. Very critical, kind of all sides, really, in relation to failure to tackle housing. Though the government, it's their job to solve the problem, and they've been in there for the last couple of years. But she was critical of Sinn Féin's tactics as well. Here we have another Labour Party motion of no confidence, which is going nowhere. Is it all just a waste of time? Is everyone failing on housing? Are we going to be here in a year's time talking about another motion of no confidence in a housing minister and still no houses delivered, and everyone shouting and worrying at each other up in the Dáil over it?
Well, sorry, I do agree with you. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous to have Sinn Féin be bringing another, they call it a bill this week, and for the motion last week.
They're legislating tonight for what they wanted to do last week, because the Taoiseach, or the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said that they weren't serious because they only brought a motion, a non-binding motion, not legislation. Others saying we're bringing legislation tonight, so we're having the same vote all over again.
It's a waste of time. I'd rather that we'd all get together and try to do something about the vacant houses that nobody is inside them at the present time, and to see how we could address that together and ensure that the people that are worried about putting a roof over their heads, that we do something like that for them, something constructive. But goddammit, putting down the same motion again and taking up all that time, that's not constructive.
Okay.
And I believe it's actually doing Sinn Féin more harm than it is good.
Okay, all right, Danny. Listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that issue this morning. It's the Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Rafe.